We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we've got Smitty and Breezy.
What up, y'all?
Hey, hey.
And Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor. Professor himself, Mr. Richard Z. Hoskins.
What is happening, Chattanooga, Tennessee?
I love Chattanooga, man. That's a party town.
That is a fun town.
Home of Corky Coker and Honest Charlie's Beach Shop.
Can't have fun there.
I mean, that's a party town. You know, you don't hear about people going to Chattanooga. It's not like the vacation destination you think it would be.
It's the place you end up, and it's just cool.
It's Chattanooga. Like, you know, you never see anybody with a t-shirt that says, my family went to Chattanooga and all they brought me back was this t-shirt.
God, I hated them shirts.
Oh, I hated it. It's horrible. Horrible.
We went and had fun and, you know.
We went to Coker Tire and you didn't. I don't know. So, we're talking about cool movies with cool cars, but we're talking about music videos first with cool cars in them.
Yep.
And now, Breezy, now you got a little transition piece for us here.
I have got an awesome one. Everybody knows Rick Ross. Oh, everybody knows
the boss.
Rick Ross, the boss. Everybody knows Suicide Squad. Everybody knows the Joker and the purple Lamborghini. But it was not a purple Lamborghini. It was actually an Infiniti G35, which is straight up my wheelhouse.
Woot.
Yeah, woot, woot.
So it's a kit car.
Yeah, it's actually a kit car. It's made by a company called Vadar, and it's a guy named Matt, and I'm going to murder his name, Ingergart, who actually designs them, and they take the stock G35, and it has to be anywhere from a 03 to a 07, and they completely decimate this car, but they use most of it's 90% of the car that actually gets used, and they put a roll cart on top of it and then build it up with a fiberglass body on top of that and make it look like whatever you really want it to be. It's pretty awesome. And so, I have an 05, and for $11,000 I can do this myself.
So you're telling me you can have the Lamborghini look
at an $11,000 price
with the Nissan reliability.
Exactly.
It's a good platform.
The only thing that's not reliable in it is the airbags. But, I mean, who really needs airbags?
Yeah.
In a wreck, they're handy. I'm just throwing that
out. Yeah, I mean, they are.
You've not lived till you've had an airbag hit you in the face.
Oh, man, yeah. You don't even know what happened
first. As a rule, those first-generation airbags, you could actually, like, see them coming at you.
Yeah, yeah. You're
they were fast, but not that fast.
Putting your head back and whatnot.
Oh.
Ain't nothing like a bloody nose.
Some bruises.
How about your car? It's got a busted front end, and you do too. You get in a fight, and I'll just wreck.
I actually watched a video on them doing these G35s, and they really do. They cut these things to pieces.
They do, but it retains so much. I mean, like, you still have your cruise control. You still have traction control. You still have all the stuff that you need.
They're using the actual, I guess, the pan because it's a unibody car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Volkswagen kit car.
Yeah.
I mean, they cut a Volkswagen all the pieces. Or a Fiero.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, same idea, really.
Yeah.
It's just a donor car.
Yep.
More or less.
Just cut it up, put it back together the way it's supposed to be.
I wonder why they're going to use, like, 370Zs and stuff, too. Or just because they're shorter, maybe?
Probably
shorter wheelbase.
So,
Because, I mean, they're the same car. They're the same platform. Just the Infiniti's got a longer wheelbase.
And it's, like, 8 inches longer.
Yeah.
I think the Infiniti's got more of a body panel area as opposed to a 370 that, you know, make it a little bit easier, too.
Interesting.
But it made it to the Suicide Squad, so... It's got to be pretty cool.
Made it to the Suicide Squad, and it made it like in every video related to Suicide Squad.
And a purple Lamborghini.
And a song was named after it, so, you know.
By Rick Ross.
And it's not
the
a
boss.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Speaking of kit cars and movie cars, and it's extremely relevant because one just sold today on eBay. How about an original reproduction fiberglass 48 Tucker from the movie Tucker, A Man and His Dream?
Wow.
For $95,000. A running, driving Tucker replica.
That's a steal, man. If it were even an option, that's awesome.
I cannot believe Josh has not seen this movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Smitty, this is like homework.
Yeah, I guess I got a homework to go.
Yeah, this is homework. 100%. Like, you need to watch that. But this is, if you've not seen Tucker, A Man and His Dream, you have to see this.
It's a great movie, and wow, what a great car, too, for not a whole lot of money.
At all. I mean, well,
$95,000 is a lot of
money. $95,000 is a lot of money.
Relative to what the next cheapest one you might get into.
I mean, what's the Tucker running for now?
About 1.5.
Okay, well, maybe that is a pretty good price.
Yeah, that's pretty good price.
So you got a fake Tucker. Although Rob Ida has built some really cool ones.
Yes.
He's built some really, really neat ones. But now, if you ever look at his car next to a real Tucker, they're actually totally different.
Really?
They're just, outside, they're close. Okay. Inside, he uses a hodgepodge of parts.
Yeah.
He had one that had like 22-inch built specialty wheels on it, and it was all hunkered down.
I saw that.
That thing was killer. It was a SEMA. That thing is absolutely killer. He had it at Cafe 19 at the beach, too.
You're trying to talk me into this.
I'm just saying. You mentioned 22s and Air Ride,
Billet.
Josh, I need to get that movie.
Yeah, I need to watch this.
It's a good one. Now, Rob Idas isn't in the movie, but it's a cool car. It's a cool story.
But you still told me that I could Air Ride this Tucker and put 22-inch Billet specialties up on there. So
you can tuck 22s with your Tucker. I wonder what's under the kit car Tucker. That's kind of interesting.
It's probably a B-body chassis.
Probably.
Yeah, like Prius or something.
It's a low ride. It's got a LT1 in it. That'd actually be hilarious. Front engine.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. I mean, obviously, for the sake of practicality and cost, then it makes more sense, but you need that helicopter motor out back.
That's right. All right. So now, Richard, we know you're a Tucker guy, but everybody knows you're a diehard Mopar man.
Yes, I am.
Your favorite?
Christine. My favorite book, my favorite movie, my favorite car.
Ever! You just went fangirl over there. Like, yeah. I asked one question and I got three answers.
It's
bam, bam, bam.
It's been my favorite since 1983 when the movie was introduced.
I'll be honest with you, the way you responded to that was kind of like Josh responded the other night. I got a little small confession to make. Richard, you don't even know anything about this. We were at a certain restaurant in town. And we got to talking about a certain boy band from the 80s. And a certain person in this studio, not me or Richard, and he is a male, and it's not Patrick either.
We're really narrowing it down.
Why you got to call me? Cut his mic off, Patrick.
And he went all fangirl. He went all fangirl on New Kids on the Block, just like Richard just went off fangirl on Stephen King.
Are you serious?
I said, yes. I quit. I'm out.
I quit.
Huh.
I was like eight. Let's be for real.
Okay. Here. Yeah. I mean, I know. I just got to say, I was not expecting that.
Well, I wasn't either. You know, because Smitty comes in all hardcore.
We talk about
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
And then
Phil,
he's hanging tough all of a sudden.
Yeah, we got the softer side of Smitty.
Yeah, really. I mean, and I don't know if I like that side.
I was eight.
Y'all forget I've seen pictures of him at that time, and believe me, you could understand him being in.
Can we produce these photos?
No.
Oh, yeah, we can. Y'all check the Facebook page, Instagram. You'll see it.
Hang tight. I think we're going to talk about Smitty and his fascination with boy bands and cool cars in the movies right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And we've got, you know what? I can't even look at you the same way, Smitty.
I ain't even. I quit. I told you. I'm done.
I'm done.
This will be my last show.
I can't handle that. You won't go away. We're just poking fun. We got Smitty and Breezy, the new kids on the block posse.
I'm not even going to say what's up, y'all.
Oh, he's just mad. Donnie was his favorite, by the way.
Because he was the tough
gangster.
Guy.
He thought he was a gangster.
Well, I was eight. I thought he was,
too. So, Professor, what you think about this?
Well, to be fair, Donnie did turn out to be Don Wahlberg, and he is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Isn't he's cool right? now. He's cool now. Yeah, especially with the blue bloods
He could have been a Joey McIntyre fan.
Yeah, yeah. And what's he doing now? I think he washed my car last weekend.
I mean, Donnie Wahlberg did marry Jenny McCarthy.
Who didn't?
Man, see, this is why we can't be friends. Right here.
I mean, my neighbor was married to Jenny McCarthy. You know what he does? He's a UPS man. Well, you know, it's just everybody's been married to Jenny McCarthy.
Well, I'm pretty sure she got a lot of stuff through the mail, too.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure she did.
Bringing home the mail.
And stuff.
The packages.
Thank you for saying it. Lots. I didn't have to. Patrick gets mad at me when I say stuff
Patrick's
like that.
Patrick's shaking his head right now.
Oh, I love it. I'll tell you what, we're talking about cool cars in the movies here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And, you know, there's so many cool cars you can pick. I mean, we could talk for hours about them. You know, I started thinking about it. You know, one that I love, that's iconic to me, and the car is the biggest turd in the world, but I love them to this day.
The C4 Corvette?
Don't get them started.
Oh,
we're going there. We going there. You brought me out. I'm shooting at you.
You can't shoot at him. He shoots at himself on that one.
Really? Really?
What's the turd you like, Rob?
I had a good one, but I'll keep it to myself. It's all right. It's all right. I'm hanging tough over here.
Don't you go, girl.
You got to go home with me, girl.
Oh.
You got the right stuff.
Y'all are trash.
Yes!
I think we're out of New Kids songs.
If I knew any more than that, I would be worried about myself. All right. We're talking about this car that I like. That's an iconic car, but a turd, the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Well, yeah. Everybody likes them.
I love DeLoreans.
That's the stuff dreams are made of.
And it is. It's a fantasy car. Mm-hmm. A stock DeLorean really does nothing for me. I want a time machine.
No, I want Doc standing beside it, talking about 81 point whatever gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts.
Yes. Yeah, okay. 88 miles an hour.
1.21 gigawatts. I love that.
I'm sure
movie.
They sell plutonium at every gas station in 1985.
In 1955, it's a little hard to come by. I love the one-liners in that movie are epic.
Yes, and the music is great in that, too.
It's Huey Lewis.
I love Huey Lewis.
I don't know who Huey Lewis, what he did to get that deal, because if you think about it, the soundtrack to Back to the Future is literally Huey Lewis in the News and one Chuck Berry song.
Yeah.
Not Chuck Berry, but...
Yeah, it's Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Gotta Be Good.
Yeah, Gotta Be... Literally, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, you think about it. It's Johnny B. Good, Huey Lewis sports album.
That is it.
Hey, Chuck, it's your cousin, Marvin Berry. Marvin...
You said you just want a new sound. Listen to this. Oh, I mean, there's so many good ones and so many good cars. How about the Packard Doc was rocking?
Yeah, that's cool. That was cool. What was that, like a 46 Packard or
48,
something?
48, I believe. 48? 48 Packard. I tell you another. How about the AMC? Was it an Eagle? Remember
is that the Marty's, one Biff?
Marty's.
Yeah, it's an Eagle wagon, the parents' car.
Yeah, it was Marty. Yeah. It was Marty's girlfriend's car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was Jennifer's car.
AMC Eagle wagon. It was blue, I think, with wood grain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
The 80s were such a bad time.
Yes.
for music and cars.
Yeah. Well, hey, I love 80s music.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, no C4 Corvettes were in that movie.
Nah, but there is only, coincidentally, one person in this room that owns an 80s car, so.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Gotcha.
Last statement.
You have 80s cars.
Yeah, 86 C10.
Okay. All right.
Two. That's what he listens to his New Kids tapes.
Come on, man.
No more jokes about New Kids on the Block after this one. All right. So. No. I'm not. I'm going to let it go. Oh. I don't want to, but I will. So many good ones lined up. That hurts a little bit.
Anyway, Back to the Future. I like the truck that Marty rode around.
Yeah, the Toyota truck.
Cool. Yeah, the truck was amazing.
That was cool. From Statler Toyota. Remember?
That's right.
I mean, like, it's funny the things you remember. I couldn't tell you what I ate for breakfast this morning, but I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like burnt into your brain. I love that. And I love the Back to the Future too, the DeLorean with the white walls.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one's a cool one. Like, that to me is like the coolest DeLorean. That's my favorite of the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Well, I think DeLorean should have white walls and dog dishes.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Red Steelies and Wide Whites look good on everything.
They do.
It just goes to show you, even a DeLorean.
You just got to jack it up a little to make them work.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So, another funny line. Oh, that's funny why this thing doesn't work. It says made in Japan. That's where all the cool stuff's made. But anyway. So, another very cool, iconic movie car. How about Gone in 60 Seconds?
Oh, Eleanor. Everybody loves Miss Eleanor.
Yeah, but one or two.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Do you like the OG Gone in 60 Seconds? And you'd be surprised. A lot of these new kids don't even know anything about that.
Most people don't. I didn't know it was a remake until I was just flipping through old car movies one night and saw Gone in 60 Seconds. I was like, that's not Nicolas Cage.
Wait a minute. That's not Nick Cage.
That's 100% true, too. A lot of people did not know that there was an original Gone in 60 Seconds.
Well, what was that guy's name? Toby?
Toby. It's a hard name.
Like Habernacky or something like that.
I can't.
But he, you know, this guy was basically a stunt driver.
Yeah. Which is all he needed to be in that movie. Yeah, because I mean,
it's an hour and a half car chase.
Yeah, there's like 9 words in the entire movie.
And they had a 73 Mustang that lost its hubcaps 37 times.
And it was actually a 71 that they made to look like a 73.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
To make it look new, I guess.
Yeah.
Budget.
To give it that revamped kind of look.
You gotta love it. I tell you what, don't get revamped. These commercial breaks. These things come upon us every time. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking hot rods, cool cars, and even cooler movies right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we've got Smitty and Breezy.
What up, y'all?
Hey.
And Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Mr. Richard Z. Hoskins.
What is happening, Chattanooga, Tennessee?
I love Chattanooga. Man, that's a party town.
That is a fun town.
Home of Corky Coker and Honest Charlie's Beach Shop.
Can't have fun there.
I mean, that's a party town. You know, you don't hear about people going to Chattanooga. It's not like the vacation destination you think it would be.
That's the place you end up, and it's just cool.
It's Chattanooga. Like, you know, you never see anybody with a T-shirt that says, my family went to Chattanooga, and all they brought me back was this T-shirt.
God, I hated them shirts.
Oh, I hated it. It's horrible. Horrible.
It's like, hey, we went and had fun, and, you know.
We went to Coker Tire, and you didn't. I don't know. So, we're talking about cool movies with cool cars, but we're talking about music videos first with cool cars in them.
Yep.
And now, Breezy, now you got a little transition piece for us here.
I have got an awesome one. Everybody knows Rick Ross. Everybody knows
the boss.
Rick Ross, the boss. Everybody knows Suicide Squad. Everybody knows the Joker and the purple Lamborghini. But it was not a purple Lamborghini. It was actually an Infiniti G35, which is straight up my wheelhouse.
Woot.
Yeah, woot woot.
So it's a kit car.
Yeah, it's actually a kit car. It's made by a company called Vadar, and it's a guy named Matt and I'm gonna murder his name, Ingergart, who actually designs them, and they take the stock G35, and it has to be anywhere from a 03 to a 07, and they completely decimate this car, but they use most of it. It's 90% of the car that actually gets used, and they put a roll cart on top of it and then build it up with the fiberglass body on top of that and make it look like whatever you really want it to be. It's pretty awesome. And so, I have an 05, and for $11,000, I can do this myself.
So you're telling me you can have the Lamborghini look
at an $11,000 price
with the Nissan reliability.
Exactly.
It's a good platform.
The only thing that's not reliable in it is the airbags. But, I mean, who really needs airbags?
Yeah.
In a wreck, they're handy. I'm just throwing that
out.
Yeah,
I mean, they are.
You've not lived till you've had an airbag hit you in the face.
Oh, man, yeah. You don't even know what happened
first. As a rule, those first-generation airbags, you could actually, like, see them coming at you.
Yeah, yeah. You're
they were fast, but not that fast.
Putting your head back and whatnot.
Oh. Ain't nothing like a bloody nose.
Some bruises.
How about your car? It's got a busted front end, and you do too. You get in a fight, and I'll just wreck.
I actually watched a video on them doing these G35s, and they really do. They cut these things to pieces.
They do, but it retains so much. I mean, like, you still have your cruise control. You still have traction control. You still have all the stuff that you need.
They're using the actual, I guess, the pan, because it's a unibody car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Volkswagen Kit car.
Yeah.
I mean, they cut a Volkswagen all to pieces. Or a Fiero.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, same idea, really.
Yeah.
It's just a donor car.
Yep.
More or less.
Just cut it up, put it back together the way it's supposed to be.
I wonder why they don't use like 370Zs and stuff too. Or is it just because they're shorter, maybe?
Probably yeah,
shorter wheelbase.
So,
Because, I mean, they're the same car, they're the same platform. Just the Infiniti's got a longer wheelbase.
And it's like 8 inches longer.
Yeah.
I think the Infiniti's got more of a body panel area as opposed to a 370 that, you know, make it a little bit easier too.
Interesting.
But it made it to the Suicide Squad, so. It's got to be pretty cool.
Made it to the Suicide Squad, and it made it like in every video related to Suicide Squad.
And a purple Lamborghini.
And a song was named after it, so, you know.
By Rick Ross.
And it's not the boss. Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Speaking of kit cars and movie cars, and it's extremely relevant because one just sold today on eBay. How about an original reproduction fiberglass 48 Tucker from the movie Tucker, A Man in His Dream.
Wow.
For $95,000. A running, driving Tucker replica.
That's a steal, man. If it were even an option, that's awesome.
I cannot believe Josh has not seen this movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Smitty, this is like homework.
Yeah, I guess I got a homework to go.
Yeah, this is homework, 100%. Like, you need to watch that. But this is, if you've not seen Tucker, A Man in His Dream, you have to see this.
It's a great movie, and wow, what a great car too for not a whole lot of money.
At all. I mean, well.
$95,000 is a lot.
$95,000 is a lot of money
relative to what. The next cheapest one you might get into.
I mean, what's the Tucker running for now?
About 1.5.
Okay, well, maybe that is a pretty good price.
Yeah, that's pretty good price.
So you got a fake Tucker. Although Rob Ida has built some really cool ones.
Yeah, yes.
He's built some really, really neat ones. But now if you ever look at his car next to a real Tucker, they're actually totally different.
Really?
They're just outside, they're close. Okay. Inside, he uses a hodgepodge of parts.
Yeah.
He had one that had like 22-inch built specialty wheels on it, and it was all hunkered down on air ride. That thing was killer. It was a SEMA. That thing is absolutely killer. He had it caffeine nocturne at the beach, too.
You're trying to talk me into this.
I'm just saying. You mentioned 22s and air ride.
Air ride, billet.
Josh said, I need to get that movie.
Yeah, I need to watch this.
It's a good one. Now, Rob Idis isn't in the movie, but it's a cool car. It's a cool story.
But you still told me that I could air ride this Tucker and put 22-inch billet specials up on there. So
you can tuck 22s with your Tucker. I wonder what's under the kit car Tucker. That's kind of interesting.
It's probably a B-body chassis.
Probably.
Yeah, like Priest or something.
It's a low ride. It's a got a LT1 in it. That'd actually be hilarious. Front engine.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. I mean, obviously, for the sake of practicality and costs, then it makes more sense, but you need that helicopter motor out back.
That's right. All right. So now, Richard, we know you're a Tucker guy, but everybody knows you're a diehard Mopar man.
Yes, I am.
Your favorite?
Christine. My favorite book, my favorite movie, my favorite car.
Ever! You just went fangirl over there. I asked one question and I got three answers.
It's
bam, bam, bam.
It's been my favorite since 1983 when the movie was introduced.
I'll be honest with you, the way you responded to that was kind of like Josh responded the other night. I got a little small confession to make, Richard. You don't even know anything about this. We were at a certain restaurant in town, and we got to talking about a certain boy band from the 80s. And a certain person in this studio, not me or Richard, and he is a male, and it's not Patrick either.
We're really narrowing it down.
Why you got to comment? Cut his mic off, Patrick.
And he went all fangirl. He went all fangirl on New Kids on the Block, just like Richard just went all fangirl on Stephen King.
Are you serious?
I said, yes. I quit. I'm out.
I quit.
Huh.
I was like 8. Let's be for real.
Okay. Here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know. I just got to say, I was not expecting that.
Well, I wasn't either, you know, because Smitty comes in all hardcore.
Yeah,
We talk about Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
And then
he's
hanging tough all of a sudden.
Yeah, we got the softer side of Smitty.
Yeah, really. I mean, and I don't know if I like that side.
I was 8.
Y'all forget I've seen pictures of him at that time, and believe me, you could understand him being in.
Can we produce these photos?
No.
Oh, yeah,
no,
we can. Y'all check the Facebook page, Instagram.
Guys,
see it.
Hang tight. I think we're going to talk about Smitty and his fascination with boy bands and cool cars in the movies right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. We've got, I want to so bad that I can't do it. I made a promise to myself and my friend that it will not make fun of his obsession with New Kids on the Block. Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Oh, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
And, of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What is happening to our friends in the home of Sin and SEMA, Las Vegas, Nevada?
Sin and SEMA?
I think that's where they both started, isn't it?
I guess so. I kind of think that's how it works.
I think in the Bible it says something about and Adam and Eve went to Vegas.
I think that's the new King James.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that new one. It's a new version.
I read one of the New Age Bibles.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's different.
Yeah, something's changed in there. Fewer revisions. So we're talking about iconic movie cars and just cool movie cars in general. I mean, it'll have to be the most iconic thing in the world. And of course, Breezy, she's going to have a pop a blood vessel if we don't say anything about the Fast and Furious.
Of course I am. I mean, you're talking about iconic movie cars, especially this generation, because half of them don't know Steve McQueen or James Dean and all that. They know Paul Walker, and they know Vin Diesel, and they know what they drive, because all want to drive that.
I feel bad for the youth.
Yeah. I mean,
this world needs a hero.
James Dean was so cool.
He was beyond cool.
James Dean was awesome.
But you know, it was crazy if you ever watch a documentary on James Dean. He was like depressed.
Oh, yeah, man.
He was horribly depressed.
He liked drugs and he was very dark. And the only thing he really loved was racing.
Yeah. And little silver Porsches.
Yeah, yeah. That didn't work out real well for him.
Yeah, not at all, actually. So, now we're talking, let's talk about the Fast and Furious. Let's get this out of the way. Lord knows. For you.
Thank you. Okay, so we were having a little discussion during the commercial break talking about what your favorite Fast and the Furious car is. And I bet you if we put that as an Instagram post, we probably have like 4,000 people in 5 minutes start talking about the different cars that they would love off of that. But the top ones, I bet, would be the Eclipse, the Supra, the Charger, and the Skyline. And that's just a few of them. Just a few. There's 8 movies now. There's a lot of cars.
Hate it. I am a Fast and Furious hater. I'm sorry. I can't get down with it.
It doesn't matter. They still have great cars. They're beautiful.
They do have great cars. And I'm with Rob. I loved the first one. The second one was good. I think the third one was still okay. Wasn't the third one Tokyo Drift, right?
Yes.
Yes.
After the third one, I was done with them.
But we're not talking about the movie necessarily. We're talking about the cars in the movie.
Yeah, but see, that's what started it all was the cars.
They're not car movies anymore.
Exactly. And no, that's what kills
now. Now it's cop movies.
Yeah, they're action movies.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, it's like I told Breezy, I think 6 or 7. If they keep making these, it's going to be they're going to need spandex and a cape.
That's for 10.
Yeah. But what is, you know, what's the guy, Hans?
Han, yes. Han.
What's that orange and black car he drives in Tokyo Drift? Is that, that's an RX-7 too, right?
That is an RX-7.
It's best car hands down.
That is a gorgeous car.
That one's kind of cool.
Best car hands down.
But you got to think, they've got RX-7s, they've got Skylines, they've got NSXs, they've got Eclipses, they've got Hondas running spoon engines by Hector. I mean, come on.
With T56 turbos.
Mm-hmm. And 13-speed transmissions.
There you go.
And neon lights.
Well, you know, if you're going to hijack a truck, you got to have your neon lights.
Well, that's so that way you can drive under the transfer truck.
You know the same MO, 3-like Honda Civics, dark colored with a green glow from the chassis?
Oh, and they're stealing Panasonic
VCRs.
TV VCR combos.
Yes.
You're old.
Yeah. Ian. But you know, you, Rob, said that you liked the Tercel at the
Yeah, I do. So you'd be like, where was the Tercel at? You know, in the street racing scene? The little Pizza Hut car that rolled up, that's my favorite.
That's
you know
your what? Favorite.
That's utility.
Now, if you back up just a little bit when they start blocking off the streets, do you remember the Del Sol?
Yes, on switches.
They come up. That.
I didn't know you was in that movie, Josh.
Well, know,
what's extra. Really cool about it, especially the first one, 100% with the first one, all of the cars at Race Wars, all the cars that are in those street scenes like that
you
when they're doing the racing.
About the S2000.
Yeah, but all of these cars are people's cars, like general public cars. They put out a mass release asking people to bring their cars because they didn't have enough cars for the movie. So that car that you're talking about, the Del Sol, mm-hmm. is somebody's actual car from Atlanta.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The They've ATL. Done that a couple of times in mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Yep.
Because me and Breezy was going to ride down there just to see it one time.
That's kind of cool.
I think it was five, four, five, six.
I wonder if they need any Daytona Z's.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as I know, they haven't had one yet. You know, I can put some dragons on the side of it or whatnot if I need to.
They've had a Dodge Charger Daytona.
That would actually, that's epic.
Put some dragons on it and put some NOS bottles in the back.
NOS. Old NOS bottle.
Some neon lights.
That's got to be the thing I hate most about that movie franchise is the origin of the word NOS.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
It's got NOS in it. It's going to blow.
It's lame with a capital L. I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm like.
I can forgive everything else, but. That. Especially when you hear non-car people say it, and they're like, they're all proud of themselves. Like, I know what NOS is. It's not what it is.
It hurts me.
Speaking of something that's not what it is, what about Jesse's car without the brakes?
That was lame. That, first of all, that shows you right there. You have non-car guys doing non-car guy things.
Exactly.
Guys doing car guy things.
And then you have Frankie Muniz buying it.
There again. I ain't never watched Malcolm in the Middle. I mean, it just, they deserve it. That's him.
Yeah.
That's
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Watch out for old Johnny Tran and his S2000, whatever his name was. S2K.
S2K.
That's so lame.
Well, he's got $100,000 under that hood.
And probably that in stickers, too.
That's all the horsepower.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's just so tacky. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
For those 10 seconds or less. Yeah, right.
If you're driving an Eclipse, it's a lot longer than 10 seconds. But anyway, or like the floorboard flying up in the car. I don't understand that in the Eclipse. Why?
Have you never gone so fast that your floorboards fell out?
No, actually, no. No,
well, think
never.
About how heavy diamond plate really is.
Yeah. Yeah, just ting, 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 and it just flies out.
I just love how it doesn't even hit him either. It just flies past him.
Yeah, it's lame.
Well, there's so much wrong with the movies, but the cars are cool.
I'll give you that. There were some nice cars in those
movies. Now keep in mind, this is the timing of this. This is what, 2000, 2001?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2001.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, people were worried about Y2K and stuff like that and had their minds on other things, but and made bad decisions with. I like the Lightning.
Yeah, the Lightning's cool.
Like, there's a Maxima in that.
The parts truck?
Yeah.
There is a Maxima in
that. Yeah, the kids that died.
It's Vince's.
Yeah, it's Vince.
That's right.
It's the old big for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Riding around in his mama's Maxima with stickers on the side of it. Like, his mama gave him a nice car. You look what he did to
and
it.
And he painted it orange.
No, it was blue.
It was blue.
It was blue with dragons on it.
Mm-hmm. Of course it had dragons on it.
And that was the right-hand drive one, too, right?
I don't know if you ever saw the inside.
His mama
of
deliver the mail or something?
No, I don't think that was the right hand drive.
No.
I tried.
No. His is, his Maxima isn't from Tokyo. It's from Long Beach. This is.
Pasadena.
Every time I see that, I'm just like, you're driving a Maxima race car.
Yeah, that's not. Well, that used to be the four-door sports car. Not when that one was built.
Yeah.
No, they were. That was when it was on the rear windows.
On the back, yeah, mm-hmm. The back quarter glass.
Ford DSC.
Yeah, Nick Ray had a 94 SE 5-speed. And I remember that, yeah, 4DSC.
I mean, they would run 3-liter, you know, Maximals would run good, but.
The only time I ever drove that car ever was at the Greer Dragway and laid down at 10-1. I'd never driven the car before.
You did?
And it was a stick.
Okay. This is really opening up right now. First, he's talking about boy bands. Now you drag racing Maximus.
Nick wanted to know what I was.
I feel
Ryan.
Like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now. I need to take a Tylenol and sit down and go gain my composure.
Take a Tylenol with melatonin in
it. I need to take a Tylenol with some melatonin in it. Maybe a Tic Tac with a battery in it or something for my breath. It's just driving me crazy. Guys, I tell you what, we're talking crazy movie cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
Of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What is happening, Helena Montana?
Helena. Isn't that a song?
Probably. I don't
It'd
know.
Be a
I,
good one.
I don't think we've ever shouted out to Montana before.
That's what I'm saying.
I forgot it was a state.
All right. As all the people in Montana quit listening. Thanks, Richard. But we're talking about some iconic movie cars, some cool movie cars. And, you know, we talked about this a few times on here, but this one's a really good one. We're talking about the Batmobile. And everybody, what's your favorite Batmobile? Smitty?
Mine's got to be the original holds, you know, the special place.
Yeah. We're talking about the TV Batman.
Yeah. The Futura.
Yeah. Right. Lincoln Futura concept car.
Yeah. But if I got to pick a movie, man, it's going to have to be the one with Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton was my movie Batman.
Mine too.
And I like that car a lot. I like that one, but I like the original too.
I'd have to go with the original.
That sounds like it's unanimous. Futura and then Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Actually, kind of a cool story. There's a guy that's on VinWiki that has one that's turbine powered.
Really?
That works.
Well,
and he was talking
awesome.
About how he picks up chicks in it.
Well, I mean, how could you not?
In a Batmobile.
Yeah. I mean, if you got a Batmobile and you're a single man,
with
you
a jet engine on it.
Yeah.
It is a jet powered tender on wheels.
Hey, I mean, I'm pretty sure you could be dog ugly with a Batman car and still be able to pull up some.
It's got that pretty thrust.
Ladies dig the car. Oh, that's hilarious. I got one for you. A little on the softer side. How about Herbie?
Oh, Herbie the love bug.
That's
everybody loves
good,
Herbie.
I liked Herbie.
Oh, I did too.
Everybody did.
Yeah. As a child.
Even Lindsay Lohan liked Herbie enough to do a movie.
I'm going
to
tell you a little secret. I kind of got like Lindsay Lohan. I'm just throwing that out there.
Before or after the crazy?
I like him a little crazy. So but why are you giggling? Why are you giggling, Professor? I know how you work.
No, I like Lindsay Lohan too.
We know how you work.
don't be looking at me like that.
I had every Herbie movie when I was a kid.
I love Herbie.
Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, Herbie Does Paris, Herbie the Love Bug. I think there was one more.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll take Herbie Trivia for $1,000, Alex.
I got a fun fact about Herbie.
What's that?
Do y'all know what the 53 stands for?
No, I don't.
No.
Baseball player, Dodgers player, Don Drysdale's number.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why they put it on there.
I love that music that plays it.
When he's all excited, it speeds up.
Yeah, like this is just a good movie. And like Pops a Wheelie.
Yeah, and Herbie liked the ladies too. You know, like that.
Herbie was kind of a pimp.
Herbie was a flirt.
Yeah.
Herbie was a flirt. That car had heart.
You know, I mean, when Herbie got damaged and Herbie the Love Bug and what was his name? The drivers. I can't think of his name right now. It'll come to me later when I'm asleep, I'm sure. But bought the Lamborghini 330 GT to replace it. You know, that's a pretty good bug.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really cool bug, though. That's a good movie.
I watched it a lot when I was a kid.
I'm a Herbie fan. I would rock a Herbie bug today.
I don't like them. I could not drive a bug.
I could rock a Herbie bug.
I wouldn't want one. Like, I wouldn't mind owning one. I wouldn't probably drive it a whole heck of a lot, but
I'd rock it.
It'd be a cool thing to have.
Well, there's a reason why you wouldn't drive it a whole heck of a lot, because it wouldn't run a whole.
Because it's an old Volkswagen.
I mean, honestly, old bugs are dependable, really, though.
Yeah, but you still wouldn't want to drive one a lot. I mean, it gets cold sometimes.
It gets cold.
36 horsepower is 36 horsepower at the end of the day.
Yeah, they picked probably the slowest car ever made to make a race car out of, which I guess kind of makes it ironic, I guess, but makes it fun. And it is. I mean, that's a fun movie, and that's a cool family car
game. Yeah, that's pure.
Like Cannonball Run. That's another good pure.
That's a great family movie.
That's a great family movie.
Yes, it is.
Real quick, you know, Ed ran a cannonball the other week, and it made me think about it. If you're going to run the cannonball today, not crazy, and you're going to pick a car, what would you drive? Driving cross country in something.
I'd have to pick a pickup truck, man. I know it'd be hard to kind of stuff the stuff in there. But, I mean, you know, they make bed covers and stuff.
Yeah. I can see that. I can do it. I can rock it in a crew cab something.
Yeah.
Cost an object?
I mean, it wasn't crazy.
So a new Bentley wouldn't?
Yeah, that's a little over the top.
Okay. All right.
How about a used Bentley?
About a CTSV, maybe? Or a Hellcat?
No, Hellcat was pushing it.
You ain't going to make
mileage wise, well, I think it'll break down or something.
That's true. Yeah, mileage probably wouldn't be the best choice.
3,000 miles. Ooh. 2,900 miles and all in one shot.
Yeah, that scream would get old after a while, too.
It would. And the fuel consumption.
Yeah, maybe not the best choice.
How about a nice Prius?
You got to go fast.
How about a nice Prius?
I don't think that would be my choice.
No, it wouldn't be my choice either. I don't know what I would run the cannonball in. I really don't. You know what I mean?
I'd pick a Versa.
What?
Yes, that is the most reliable rented car on the planet.
I'll be honest. My car, actually, would be a pretty good choice.
The ATS?
Yeah.
I think it would be a really good choice.
It's comfortable. It gets good gas mileage. It's plenty fast.
Very true. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, you need to average around 80, 95 mile an hour. Between 80 and 95, your average. Well,
Well, it will do that.
It will do that. I've seen it do it.
I've seen it do that.
Not on public roads.
Of course not.
Close course professional
driver. Close course professional driver.
Yeah.
Do not try at home.
Yeah.
You gotta throw, you know it's cool when you got to throw a warning out there.
That's right. That's right. Well, we are talking about a cross-country race.
Yes, but you're racing the clock. You're not racing someone else.
Well, the clock's running for everybody, though.
It is. That would be kind of cool, though.
That'd be cool. I would like to do it, like, before I die.
I'd take a C4 Corvette.
Oh, Lord. You ain't making it neither. You and
Richard whatever.
I'm going to ride past y'all in my Versa. I'm going to go, meep, meep.
Hey, go back to what Breezy said, the Versa. You know, the rented car and all of that. You know what they say the fastest car in the world is.
A rental car.
A rental car.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean.
And there and again, the reliability of the Nissan.
Yeah. Because
I'm a Nissan girl.
But, you know, when you did finish it and you pull up in Redondo Beach, California in your Versa, it's kind of like winning, you know, what's the big bicycle race? The
Tour de France?
On a unicycle. You know?
Yeah, but like, think about it this way. You win it
on a
Nissan. You win it in a Nissan Versa, but think about the guys that lost to the Nissan Versa.
Exactly. And you come into California in a Nissan Versa, that state will love you unless you have a straw hanging out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's right. They're weird about straws, aren't they?
Yeah, they yes. don't like straws.
Well, I'm going to quote my older brother whose birthday is today. So happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday.
We were hanging out with some friends one time, and he had his Corvette there, and a young guy had a very fast Honda Civic, and he said, "My Honda Civic will beat your Corvette." Chuck said, "That may be true, but when we both get to the end of the track, you're driving a Honda Civic and I'm driving a Corvette."
That put joy in my heart.
My brother's kind of a jerk, though.
You know what? I like Chuck already. He's all right.
I would rather have my Honda Civic with my spoon engine.
I got an inner struggle. I don't like neither one of them.
Oh, whatever. I'll tell you what I don't like. This show's already over with, guys.
Hey, God, that was fast.
About good stuff. You get good
timing. I'm telling you. Time flies when you're having fun. Guys, thanks for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.